can I say? For myself. No more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Address?
Yep. 2719 Ye Old Curiosity Shop. This is it.
Oh, officers. I'm so glad you're here.
You're the one who called, ma'am?
That would be my husband. Jensen! The detectives are here!
How do you do?
Mr. Brown, what seems to be the problem?
Appalling. Absolutely appalling.
They broke in through the storeroom. That was the first thing we saw this morning. The back door off its hinges. My husband almost had a heart attack.
All right, take it easy. Was anything missing?
A number of items, I should say. The sense of violation. Our entire stock will have to be reinventoried.
For the insurance, you know. Quite a number of items. A large number.
Well, then I guess we'll have to take some pictures. Dust for prints.
I consider it a personal invasion. The complete and utter disregard for boundaries, for one's private space.
You folks have a list of what was taken?
Oh, we wouldn't know where to begin. So many things.
A Queen Anne chest.
What was in it?
I don't know. We could never get it open. I was going to have a key made.
Hard to say what could have been in it. Almost anything. Jewels, family heirlooms. We bought it, as is, at an estate sale.
What else?
A Louis XIV washstand.
Our pride and joy.
Two antique children's chairs. 5 vases.
6. Ming Dynasty.
2 hand-carved teakwood cigarette cases with platforms.
Approximate value?
$100.
He means $200.
A tray of rings, 3 sapphires, 3 rubies, 3 emeralds.
All genuine?
Well, the rubies are actually...
All genuine. And there was a 19th century silver service for 12. Isn't that right, Jensen? And a dining room chair made in 1778.
Let me see. 3 paintings in frames.
Early Picasso's?
Huh, that right. What about the stuff that was in the window?
Oh, nothing of real consequence.
Don't forget the other tray of rings, dear. Remember? The Native American baskets and the camera.
One camera?
A very special camera. One of a kind.
Make?
Well, it didn't have a name on it. At least we never could make it out. Foreign lettering. Indecipherable.
Probably ancient.
Never saw one like it before. It was here when we bought the shop.
It was imported. Very rare. Very, very rare. At least 100 years old.
Okay, let's see what we got here now. Let's see. Okay, 6 vases, 5 ceramics, a Native American basket, jewelry.
Tray of rings.
All paste.
6 vases of the Ming Dynasty.
I don't know what dynasty they're from, but it ain't Ming's. They're from a rummage sale and they're worth a couple of shucks apiece.
Chester, will you pipe down and let me read the article?
Larceny. Plain no good larceny is what it is. That's nothing but a list for their insurance company. Why, those crooks.
Police theorize that the thieves broke in sometime during the night. Mr. and Mrs. Jensen T. Brown, the proprietors of the antique shop, listed the following additional items as among the goods stolen. A Louis XIV candelabra.
A phony candlestick holder. For Liberace.
Two antique children's chairs.
Two thrift shop chairs for midgets.
And a set of U.S. Navy surplus tableware. Plus a chest worth maybe $25 tops.
Hey, listen to this. The paper says there's three oil paintings by Picasso.
Yeah, three posters in dime store frames. The guy who painted them thinks a Picasso is a foreign sports car.
Two teakwood hand-carved cigarette cases.
All right, knock it off, knock it off.
Here's something they forgot to put in the paper.
A camera? Big deal.
Well, it looks like an antique.
When I was a kid, you could have bought this in a five and dime. But now, I get it as part of a heist. Perfect. The whole haul is worth maybe $50. A fence will give us 10, if we're lucky. I could have shot pool for half an hour and made more.
Aw, come on, Chester. Want to take my picture?
You think that thing works?
Well, let's give it a try.
Even if there's film in it, it'd be so old by now that...
What do you got to lose? Huh, Chester? Please. Please.
Scene of the crime, a hotel suite that in this instance serves as a den of thieves. The aftermath of a rather minor event to be noted on a police blotter. An insurance claim. Perhaps a 3-inch box on page 12 of the evening paper. There's just one small item to be added to the list of loot. A camera. A most unimposing addition to the flotsam and jetsam that came with it. Hardly worth mentioning, really, because cameras are cameras. Some expensive, some available at the corner drugstore. But this camera, this one is unusual. Because in just a moment, we'll watch as it injects itself into the destinies of three people. For it happens to be a fact that the pictures it takes can only be developed in the Twilight Zone.
And now, back to the Twilight Zone with A Most Unusual Camera, starring Mike Starr with Stacey Keach as your narrator.
Please, Chester, take my picture.
Look at this crummy thing. Foreign writing all over it. No place to open it up. Where do you put the film in?
Maybe it's already got film in it.
Yeah, sure. From the Ming Dynasty. And you think it's still good? Come on.
See? You look through the thing on the top here.
Now, this must be the button here.
Wait, let me pose nice.
Hold it, baby. Say cheese.
Ta-da!
Perfect. Fits right in. Everything else for nothing, so we get a camera that's for nothing. You and your curio shops.
My curio shops. You cased the place. You fingered it. You did all the planning.
Oh, listen to Miss Culture over there, the patron of the arts. Never mind hock shop, she says. No, let's go up in life. Let's knock off a curio shop, because curio shops have nothing but objects of art worth a fortune. And who touted me? The art lover over there. 2 weeks of planning, a whole night on the job, and what do we have, Paula? 400 pounds of junk. Yeah?
Room service.
Wait a minute. Room service, huh? I didn't order no room service. It's the law. What are we gonna do? Quick, dump all the stuff out the window.
Hold on, Chester. I called for room service, okay?
You did?
To celebrate our newfound wealth.
What'd you order?
A breakfast for two with all the trimmings.
How are we gonna pay for it, Paula? This room is costing me a fortune.
Coming!
Just leave it outside the door.
Oui, monsieur. Very well.
I'm not even hungry. How can I eat at a time like this? Maybe a little coffee is all I need.
Look, Chester.
What's that sticking up out of the camera?
It's the picture. I told you it'll work.
Hey, let me see that.
Well, how do I look?
I don't know. Picture came out fine, just fine, but...
Isn't that nice? You take good pictures, Chester. Well, there I am standing by the window.
Did you get a good look at this?
And so clear. No flash or anything. And look how clear it is.
Wait a minute. Let me think.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? Paula, go over to the mirror.
What?
Go ahead. Now look in the mirror.
You're missing a couple of buttons on your shirt?
Go on. Now look.
Hmm. We look nice together, don't you think? We ought to get some pictures of the two of us.
Will you look?
So? What's to see?
What you wearing?
You like my nightgown, Chet? I got it special for you. I like the way it sort of clings to my body. What do you think?
Right, right. Now, look at the picture.
So, there I am, standing by the window wearing a...
A what?
A fur coat. Oh!
Yeah, a fur coat, which you don't have. Huh. Looks like mink. One of those Ember Autumn Haze models. Real pricey. Could be sable. Nah, don't think so. It's a mink, all right.
Chester, what am I doing wearing a fur coat? I wasn't wearing a fur coat when you took the picture, was I?
Of course you weren't. I don't have that kind of money.
I don't even own a fur coat. Chester, what is going on?
I got it. I got it.
Got what?
It's a gig.
A gag?
A gag camera, strictly for laughs.
What do you mean?
You know, like a Coney Island. Remember? It looks like you're wearing a costume or something.
I don't think so.
Sure. Inside, they got these ready-made pictures already developed. But the negatives have already got a picture on them, see? The only thing this takes is the face.
But we ain't in Coney Island.
You know, like a carnival, when you pose in front of those crazy cardboard things. You put your head on top of the cutout. Fat lady, sailor, cowboy, driving a car, you name it. And it looks real. That's what this thing is. Not bad. That's kind of clever.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Well, we might as well clear up the rest of this junk.
If you say so. What are we going to do with it?
Who cares? Stuff it down a garbage chute for all I care. Except for these phony Ming flower pots.
Chester, what'd you do that for? Now we got to clean it up.
No, we don't. Leave it for room service. We're paying enough.
There's one thing we didn't open yet.
Yeah?
That little chest over there in the corner.
Did it come with a key?
No. You'll have to open it in your own inimitable style.
There ain't a lock ever made I can't, Jimmy. Anybody ever tell you you had a lousy disposition?
If I have a lousy disposition, it's because I'm married to a nickel and dime heister who can't tell a real diamond from a baseball diamond.
Baby doll, this suite is costing an arm and a leg, delivered and paid for by Mrs. Diedrich's son, Chester, from profits collected during a slew of years when you weren't even in the picture. So happens that I need you like I need a 3-time conviction.
Well, aren't you the clever one? Let's see what's inside. Chester, look!
I'm looking, but I don't believe it.
The most beautiful fur coat I've ever saw. Full length, too.
So we scored something after all.
We sure did. And don't start giving me any of your cheap pizzazz about taking this to a fence.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Don't argue with me either. This is for little old Paula. Oh, look at these, like, stripes. Different colors, all mushed together. How do they do that?
I think it's called Ember Autumn Haze.
Like the one in the picture.
Right. Exactly like the one in the picture.
Come back to bed.
In a minute.
It's the middle of the night.
Sure is, and I can't sleep.
What are you doing by the window?
Getting some fresh air.
Are you still worried about the camera?
Shut up.
Yeah, you are. You're playing with it, aren't you?
What do you care? Leave the light off. It's hot in here.
It's not hot. We got air conditioning.
What's it to you?
You can't just let it go by, can you?
You want me to forget about it? Is that it?
So it's a crazy camera. So it takes dopey pictures of things that aren't really there.
That's not the point.
Oh, yeah? What is the point?
Sure, it takes dopey pictures. Pictures like things that haven't happened yet, but do happen. That's the point.
So what do we do, Chet? One lousy picture and you get insomnia? It's a camera. That's all. Here, I'll show you.
Did you just take a picture?
There. See any lightning?
What did you take a picture of?
It doesn't matter. The wall, the door. All right, now drop it, why don't you? Let it alone. Forget about it.
How can I forget about it? This thing comes from witches, maybe, or sorcerers. Look at the writing on it. It could be loaded with black magic or something.
Then what are you loaded with? Do you see anything? Where is the man with the horns who comes in with a bargain for your soul? He's supposed to show up any time now, right? But he's not here, is he? Listen to me. It's a screwy camera. Period.
Let's see how this one came out.
Well?
Here. You tell me.
It's my brother, Woodward. Standing by the door.
That's who it is. It's that cheap, no-good brother of yours.
But that's crazy. He's in jail. 7 years for breaking and entering. And that was only a year ago. So it's impossible.
So was the fur coat, right, Paula?
Oh, no. No, Chester. It's throwing us a curve. Maybe it's somebody who looks like Woodward. Chester, I'm scared. Feel my heart. I'm palpitating.
A little palpitating never hurt nobody. And what's to be scared about? The thing has obviously gone tilt or something.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Woodward's not here. Woodward can't possibly be here. Woodward won't be here. Woodward is serving time. He's 900 miles away in a cell block, and I don't care what that crazy camera shows us. Who's ever in that picture ain't Woodward.
What's that?
Shh! Somebody's trying to jimmy the door.
Go see. Please, Chester. But be careful. Woodward.
Hi, Paula. Hello, Chester. I didn't want to wake anybody, so I just, you know, use the old lockpick on the door. Hope you folks don't mind.
Mind? Why would I mind?
But you're in jail, aren't you?
I broke out. Me and another guy. Hid in the laundry truck. Nice, huh? I thought maybe I could stay with you for a few days. If you really don't mind. You don't, do you? I was thinking, maybe if I was around, you two wouldn't fight so much. You still all the time fighting? Hey, what you got in your hand there?
A picture.
Yeah? Let me see. Well, will you look at that? Yep, there I am, standing right by the door, wearing just what I'm wearing now, too. Same clothes. Ain't science wonderful?
Do you know what you're saying?
Sure I do. I think it's great to be able to get a picture of... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
If I was outside the door...
Uh-huh.
And you was in here...
That's right.
But you already have this picture of me.
Right.
Standing right here, inside the door.
Yeah, and?
Then, like... How come?
Sleep well, Woodward?
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me use the couch.
Think nothing of it. A growing boy needs his rest.
What are we going to do today, Chester?
I don't know yet. But I got a feeling it's going to have something to do with that camera.
Moscow's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
Your body's filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. Your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. Your neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination. causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick. Welcome to the crypt.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host. RavenStarsWitchingHour.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia, tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love, on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
What the heck is the truth, Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We'll never surrender.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
This is JP from Journeys with JP. You're listening to Revolution Radio, and now back to Sean David Morton with Strange Universe.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Revolution, Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
you for listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war.